Are we going?
Yeah.
Yeah, six, okay. Okay, so today is a regular meeting of Thursday, July 1st, 2021. The time is 5:19. So I'm changing that to 19. Item 1A, call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of July 1st, 2021.
Second the motion.
Lisa seconds. Aye.
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 Item 2, discussion, action, old business, presentation, discussion, and vote on accepting the proposed budget of 2021-22 school year. It's enclosed.
Okay, the proposed budget will get revised by September 15th due to the legislative body not getting the budget complete until yesterday. So then the general will have new forms. They'll look the same, but they'll have some additions to them with the formulas that have changed or whatever. So in the meantime, this is the what I've got to work with the current formulas. And the budget has gone down about $320,000 for the year. One thing that helped was the tuition did go down, and that went down about $200,000 for his proposed estimate for 22.
For the full year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. How much were we paying a year?
1.286, I think it is.
For what now?
For the
tuition.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect a big change on the budget after?
I'm hoping it goes up a little bit by at least another $100,000 or $200,000.
Okay.
While we carry over.
Well, it's going to go up for that, but yet for the formulas that they're right. They've adjusted.
But you don't think like they'll say, well, you know what, we went over. I mean, not went over, but we projected over. Like he goes under it.
No.
No.
So here's the thing. Now you said that 1.286 million. That's specifically our tuition.
Yes.
Okay. So you know, and I know you. We've talked about this, but that is shocking to me, considering that, like, what was that? 3 years ago, we were sitting on 800,000 like 4 years ago. 800,000. And then before, we never paid tuition. And then when Covington came in, that's when she started hitting us. We never paid tuition before Covington. And that's when it happened. But so we've gone up to 1 million, I thought was really shocking. But in the end, we don't just pay for our students.
No, we pay for everybody.
We don't pay for our students that graduate from eighth grade. We pay for every person that enters high school from here, there, whichever.
It's all your transportation, it's all your special ed costs, it's all of your regular ed costs, it's every kid, it's supposed to be every kid that is stationed out of NACO.
Well, I'm just saying there's people that exited NACO school. It's not our graduates.
We got a list and cross-referenced.
Right.
My first year.
Well, I was the one that recommended that because people had dropped out and they weren't keeping track of who. We were paying people that had dropped out.
But we cross-referenced the first year, and it was, I think there were two or three students that were questioned, but it was pretty, I mean, they were pretty much, because we got a list. Last year I didn't ask for a list because it was such a screwed up year.
Yeah.
So when we get to that this year, we can ask for a list again and cross-reference it.
It's kind of hard to do.
Well, the whole thing is ultimately what happens is Bisbee sends a bill to the state. The state takes Bisbee's bill. They tack that amount onto our student aid and send it to us.
Right.
So it's not us asking for it. It's not $5,800 mm-hmm. that we're supposed to get. It's our money. And then they take that Bisbee money and put it on top. They send it to us, and we're a flow-through.
Right.
I think that's the right
thing. So now how many kids did we have graduate from the 8th grade this year, for example? From the 8th grade. Your kid, your son was part
I think
of
it. It was a small.
It was a small.
Amount.
I think it want to say about.
27,
yeah.
27.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big. It was under
5,
30.
10, 15, 20. About 20. Oh, yeah.
Well,
about 27, 25.
And there's nothing we can do about it. I just, you know,
right.
Curious.
I know because we.
By the ADM report that he goes off of, there's about 112, 109 students on the ADM that shows they're NACO residents. And they attend this behind.
Right.
And well, I mean, and that's counting seniors,
right,
juniors,
right. The thing you have to understand is, too, they get to take the person, like, if you were a junior and you were a senior, you actually count for 1.5 students each.
Oh, so
how
this is
that?
This is three students?
You would be three students.
How is
that
possible?
That's called weighted. That's a weighted measurement. So, like,
wow.
For us, we only get a half a measurement for a kindergartner.
Isn't that fraudulent?
But, no, but that's they do that in almost every state. Mm. They figure out the cost of educating kids at different edges, levels, and then that's how they weigh it. So by the time you figure it out, from kindergarten till they graduate, they end up being about a 1.1 student ratio for each of their years over the time. But at the high school, I think in Arizona, it's 1.5 as well. And I think we get it at 8th grade, what is it, 1.35, 1.4? We don't quite get 1.5, I don't think, but we get more than one for
you showered. He showered for the meeting.
He showered?
Yeah.
Sorry, I did it.
Oh, I thought I missed it. He was showering?
No, I didn't.
He combed his hair.
Oh. But, you know, right before we had the change, you know, we noticed that there had been a big difference in our budget. I think you probably will remember this because you were working in, I think, Sierra Vista went some of the time, and the busy manager added on $200,000 to our bill, and we caught it. And so we fought it out like cats and dogs with them, and we finally proved it. But they just randomly, and remember that Bisbee city manager ended up resigning, running out of town with his tail between his legs, and he deliberately tacked on $200,000 to our bill, thinking we wouldn't notice it, and we caught it. I mean,
well,
we were lucky.
Like I said, the thing is that ultimately we don't have anything to do with the aid they get for every kid that's here, which
right.
is what they should do is they should have elementary districts and high school districts, and the high school districts should encompass the elementary districts.
Right.
And then you have boundary lines. But the state does it weird. We're in one of the weird districts.
We are.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
We are considered, it's like we're tuitioning, but we're really not tuitioning because we don't have anything to do with what they get. What
right.
they get, it's all dependent on their costs, which means how many people they hire, their special ed costs. They have to break down regular ed costs, special ed costs. All of that, they charge a per student cost to go to school, and then they multiply it out, and then they get it by per ADM and per weighted. And so that's how it all comes out. It's goofy. I'm not saying it's perfectly right. I just know that.
I mean, I don't think. I mean, I don't think they're like they. I mean, if you guys like the $200,000 that, but I don't think they will be like.
There's a fluke.
Well,
you know,
the thing is what the way that they measure it and the way that they estimate it is exactly the opposite of what we do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hmm.
Because they only get one shot at the state. So they estimate their numbers as high as they possibly
overestimate,
can.
Overestimate, right.
To be really close. And we underestimate ours because then we get more later. But it's safe in case all of a sudden we lose 20 students. We're already estimating we're going to lose 20 students.
Mm-hmm.
So if we end up with those 20 students, now we have $100,000 that we didn't budget for, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, but if they estimate 120 students and all of a sudden they only have 90, now they estimated 30 over, which means they're not going to get that
yeah.
money from the state. And we're not going to get the money from the state. They're not going to get it from us. So it's...
every time we hit this subject, we always get into it. And stuff.
Yeah.
But it's because
hard.
It's so much money that we pay for transportation or taking our kids over there.
Could you imagine? We never paid it before. It's
so
just like, bam, all of a sudden they decided we're going to start paying
and
it.
And there is a way where we could do it if we wanted to provide the busing and we could save $70,000.
We tried that.
But,
yeah.
Well, and we looked at it, but we haven't had enough drivers. Now we'll have three, so... But it's a big commitment to running one or two buses up there every day
right.
in the morning and
in
the afternoon.
Right.
And now you got to think about now you've got two employees, so you just lost how many hours of doing both. And so it, I don't know that it would be been. I mean, I could we come out ahead financially?
Maybe we have done that, bit, Tim. We did by, do that. You know,
but by the time you do all of it, do you really come out ahead?
Right. And there's a lot of kids, because sometimes there's even like three buses
well,
that
see,
come
we,
down here.
We would right. not be in charge of busing any junior high kids or anybody who didn't come to Knott, but we would only be having to bus the kids that actually graduated from our
from
eighth grade Knott.
School.
But see, that's not what
but
we're
how,
doing.
Right.
We had the bus going to the Port of Entry and, you know,
mm-hmm.
making, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
That's what they do.
But the other thing is, too, that I would hope that maybe we could get something in action where one of our kids is leave school and quit school, that we would know. Because, number one, we don't want them to do that. You know, we'd like to do whatever we can to offset it. But we're also a lot, we found that we're still paying for kids even though they quit school.
Well, and once
no,
you get to
no
the October 1st deadline, any kid that comes to our school, we don't get paid for, and any kid that leaves our school, we don't lose money for.
Right.
So that's the same for them. If they have a kid that comes and they're there till October 2nd and they leave, they get the money for the whole year.
Regardless. So yes, I shouldn't complain about
so
it's a technicality.
It's a pretty fluid thing.
I just hate to see them quitting high school. You know,
I agree.
And I would like us to be proactive. Not that we could change the outcome anyway. But, yeah, okay.
All righty.
So you can certainly anticipate that our budget is about $1.9 million, taking that $1.2 out. So we had, since it's been reduced by $300,000 from...
I thought we were 1.4 something. No? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We were paying a few teachers and stuff out of the ESSER funds. So that's why we were able to take care of the lesser budget amount.
Right. And again, that was our goal, to increase the M&O as we move forward and decrease what we're spending out of M&O right now so that in when we get past September 2024, our M&O is in good shape so you have two or three more years.
Which page are you on, Don?
I was just on the first page.
Oh, okay.
That's just the highlight.
Unless you want to go through page by
no,
page.
No, I just didn't know. No, you know,
okay.
So.
All right. No. Is there a question?
No.
And what we'll do now is we're accepting the proposed budget, and then we'll turn around on the 7th, and we'll vote on the accepted proposed budget to adopt.
Okay. Because when's the deadline has to be in by the...
All right. The proposed has to be there by the 5th. And the adopted has to be there by the 15th. So that's why we have the two different board meetings.
And then we thought if we waited until the 14th, it gets a little tight to get it. If something doesn't upload and everybody else in the state is uploading at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're going to meet on the 20th, then we'd be having a special meeting and then turn around 6 days later. It just gave us 2 weeks so that... You know, we'll get to see each other a lot in this month.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that.
Any questions?
No, nothing.
Okay.
So, do we have anything else on item 2A, you guys?
No.
No.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to move that we approve the budget for the 2021-22 school year.
Second the motion.
Aye.
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 That's what it sounded like. Sounded like a ball was rolling down the roof.
It's all cloudy here, Arbelto. And there's like thunder in the background.
It's nice.
Yeah, same here. It's just humid over here.
Oh, and the lights are flickering. Oh, no, we might have to stop the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fake, wasn't it?
That was not pretty. That was really...
Okay. So, moving on. Item 3, new business of a timely manner. A, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the evaluation of the business manager, Donna Horton, to complete the 2021 calendar.
Okay. So we're able to pay it out of the financials of 2021 instead of moving a bill from 2021 to 2022. So mm-hmm. we are able to do that. because this was completed in time, and then we have the meeting today. So.
And this is a, are you already completed her evaluation?
I completed her evaluation, gave it to you guys, so that if you have anything you would like to add to it, you know, any certain comments or questions, you know, when I delivered it out to everybody, I answered a couple of questions, but there might be some others. So if anybody has any, or if you have comments in specific areas you'd like to add them to, if you let me know, and then I will add that. Donna has not put her comments on yet, so I was waiting until you guys were done. So.
Okay. This is her evaluation was for 20 to 21, so this is still kind of at the tail end of the IRS thing that we're getting through.
Right, and I do want to say that if you want to go into any real nitty-gritty specifics,
I'm not going to.
I wanted to make sure we go into a closed session.
Okay, I'm not going to. I just.
Everything's recorded. So.
Uh-huh. It's recorded.
But I just wanted to say that during that transition, it was a bear. And the whole thing that happened was a failure by the superintendent at that time, that part too, because you were alone in that. And I have to say that this is not really, well, I'm staying on topic, but I think that the thing that I noticed during that time was that Donna was alone in that. I noticed that our business office person was in the room, the other room over there, and our administrator would be in there, and she was floundering all by herself. We had our business manager was supposed to be down here to help her. That never happened. But whenever I would come down here during that time, and I was like the point person at that time, everybody in the office, there'd be a lot of people in there, but everybody would be speaking Spanish, and then Donna's over there all by herself the entire time. And so I don't know how you would feel about that. Do you have an opinion about a work environment like that? Just for the future, let's say. Is that a touchy subject?
Okay, well, in my situation, I know I work, I'm going to put an example. I work, we speak Spanish, but right. There's been a lot of issues because we're speaking Spanish, and then there's a group of girls, two or three girls that don't speak
Spanish.
That don't speak Spanish, and yes, we have gotten in trouble for it. So my thing is, like, a heads up, hey guys, you know what, let's try to keep it English, it's an English school, we have to respect everybody else.
Well, I just felt bad, she was alienated, you know.
Well,
and
it's a small office, and so if you have, you know, that, but I think the message that we've tried to give, and I think this year when my new ELL teacher leader comes in, and she's going to have basically the same message that I've had. We have to have English here because we need to help the kids expand their vocabularies.
And I think that's great. Honestly, I think that's great, even though we do have parents that it's like, well, how can you do just an English? I mean, I'm sorry. I do respect that a lot of our students do not speak very well English, but this is an English school. Once you cross the border, it's an English school. And
well,
I understand
you know, the thing
that.
Is, my aunt taught in Douglas for 40 years, you know. And the thing is that is one of the things that holds them back is that whenever they come to school, we're getting off topic here a little bit, but just FYI, when they come to school and everybody's speaking English, that helps. But then they go home and everybody's speaking Spanish,
yeah.
Then they have to start over the next year. But it's a proven fact that if everyone around them can be speaking English, it definitely helps them move,
yeah,
accelerate.
It does.
But that's why our 7 hours
so
here have to be as much English
as much as possible.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
We need to try to work.
I mean,
on
and
that
I know it's not like 100% all the time, but hey, the more, the better, you know. But
and
yes,
so
and I do understand where it's coming from.
Is there
from.
Anybody?
So
that
getting
has,
back on the evaluation, I just say that was dealing with a lot. She was alone in that, and I was the observer of the whole thing. And so I think that Donna. She ended up with a lot thrown at her. She had no help. But I also believe that we got that resolved. It wasn't all on her. Our superintendent is supposed to be aware of the finances. He was not. And so I think that she was just got thrown into the murky water alone. But in the end, she's made a lot of accomplishments. She's a great person. She's here every day. She tries hard. And that I really appreciate everything you've done. Because I know you're an honest person. Your job is just as important as his job, and it's the two most important jobs in this school. And well, so I really appreciate all the hard work you've done and,
yes,
and the accomplishments
definitely.
You've made.
And I think,
thank
too,
you.
One of the first things that Don and I talked about was don't be afraid to ask somebody for help. And we worked on trying to develop lifelines, get some business manager groups and mm-hmm. things like that. I think that's important not only for us but for everybody else. You have to have somebody to go to, and you can't be afraid to ask for help. It doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. It doesn't make you look bad. It just makes you look like you want to do your job right.
Well, and that's why, you know, we did fail her. She was asking for, show me how to do this, because it's all was new to her, this program that we were doing, and the person that said they would help her didn't come do
it.
And so she got slighted, you know, so that's all. So thank you for everything.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Any, Risa, did you have anything you
want to
say?
No.
Mr. Allman? I think Mr. Macklin's evaluation is fair. The only thing I got to ask is, I already asked you this, Mr. Macklin, but I just want to get it recorded. Is Ms. Horton going to qualify for the bonus based on her evaluation?
Yeah, based on her evaluation, as long as she finishes above a 3, and I think the average is about a 3.5 or a 4, that she would qualify for her bonus.
Okay.
Okay.
I only had a couple of areas that we're going to work on really emphasizing, and I can already tell you that within the last 2.5 weeks, I think we got really lucky in the person that we hired to help, and I think Donna and Kristen are going to be a good team, and I feel really good about where we're at right now. So, I mean, I think I've told all of you that at one point, but I think Don would be a second to that. I think it's a good team, and, you know, just Kristen's picked things up quickly, which has allowed Donna to do other things. And last night at 8:49, we got our $488,000 grant approved.
Oh, wow.
We got that approved by ESSER. Yesterday we got $22,000 or $23,000 approved by SEI. So yesterday was a $512,000 day. So that was a good day.
I was telling Mr. Macklin on last meeting that NACO School is one of the schools that's doing really good compared to other schools around that I hear. Oh my God.
Are you talking about just hearsay?
Cochise County.
Oh,
about Cochise County.
Really? Well, that's good.
Yes.
So yeah, and now, you know, the only area we were dragging really in was the tax area of collecting our taxes. We were low. But then we get more from the state, so that it leaves.
Well, see, we've always tried to keep our tax rate low, you know.
No,
the
I
school
mean,
board
our
says
collection of the taxes.
Oh, collection. Yeah, collection, yeah. Mm-hmm. It
collection
takes,
is way down.
Yeah. I don't know how that works, but we have a lot of schools calling in. It's like, well, we haven't received our money from the state.
What?
We haven't received, yeah.
So we got $25,000 from the state because we were so short on our taxes.
Wow.
And then if you all of a sudden, a bunch of people feel guilty and pay or get the money, then we would have to pay the state back.
Really?
But that's okay. Like I told Donna, we're going to take that $25,000 because I'm not going to assume anybody's going to all of a sudden be able to pay.
Jump up, yeah. So. Wow, amazing.
All right.
Okay, so we're moving on.
So.
Item B, offering contracts to new custodian. Reina Borquez as full-time custodian bus driver. Her start date will be July 26th. Custodian for 6 years. The bus driver currently has her CDL and bus driver license. Mr. Macklin.
Yeah. We interviewed, I don't know, 7 people?
I think so.
I tried to interview an 8th, or else he was the 7th. He was only interested in the custodial. This was the only applicant we had that already had the license, has the experience, is not going to start until July 26th because she is in charge of a program where they have student workers, and she did not want to leave the students. And Armando and I talked about it, and we just felt like we have the students. We have the gym left to do. We have one part of a special ed room left to do. And we finished the cafeteria today. It's got to be waxed. We finished cleaning the library floor today. So we are way ahead of schedule.
Oh.
Frances did a very good job at the end of her stay to really help. Those kids have been amazing. I cannot tell you. If you came up here and just watched, I mean, all of the adults just have raving things to say. They pick it up. They're very good. Two of them go with Armando and strip the floors, and Two of them, we got the two boys helping Victor, and we're moving all the furniture, and we've got almost all of our TVs in. Tomorrow they'll be done putting the TVs in.
Oh, wow.
You're getting a lot of satisfaction, too.
Down in the middle school.
Aww.
We are trying to get two more bids for the LED lighting so we can get that going and get that done before the kids get here. And we got all the bids in for the bus, so we're good to go. We approved that already. So, you know, I think we got a lot of good things happening, and you guys have done a good job of getting us in a position where the kids will notice a lot of changes and hopefully have a lot of pride in our school. So.
Cool. And we're self-work for them, too, the kids that are working, so good for them.
Yeah, no, it's very good. So she has a lot. She has the 6 years' experience, a year of bus driving experience. She's actually had her CDL longer. She just actually renewed it and did it all paid for herself. So that in itself saved us a year's worth of cost. So, but she did a good job with the interviewing. She one of the things that we talked about was the fact that we will speak in English here, and she has to work on getting better at English. She's not the only employee we have that has to work on that, but
that's okay.
She said she will, and so both Armando and I felt good about it. The nicest thing was we didn't have to sit and wait for 3 months for somebody to have a CDL.
Right.
You know, we are waiting a few weeks for her to come and start, but I think we're going to be okay.
So what's the actual start date for NACO School?
NACO School teachers is the 26th, and the kids is August 2nd.
August 2nd?
Yes.
Oh.
The 26th, we have our in-service on the interactive TVs. And the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, we have our in-service on the classroom responsive classroom, but student management system. And then we have our open house, I believe it's that Thursday night.
Okay.
From 5 to 7.
What's the date on that? I don't know.
29th or 30th,
okay.
Whatever that Thursday is.
Okay,
the
Thursday.
The 29th.
Okay, perfect.
So any questions on Ms. Borges?
No, and just let her know we welcome her, and we're going to go ahead and do this as we do the whole consent thing, right?
Yeah.
And so just
no,
let her know that we're...
We don't have a consent. We have to vote on this one.
Oh, okay. So I'd like to move to, we approve item B, Ms. Raina Borges as our full-time custodian, and we welcome her.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So did we do a vote for the other one?
We did do a vote for
We did, because I didn't think about the consent at the time. Because I made a, let's see.
No, but we didn't do Donna's.
Oh, we didn't do Donna, because see, I kept thinking we were on consent agenda. You're right, I was talking about A. So we didn't do 3A.
Okay, so I want to go ahead and make a motion to approve item A, Donna Horton's evaluation.
All right.
Almost seconds.
Almost second.
Aye.
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 Okay.
Sorry, I was looking at the said consent. 3 ayes. That motion carried. Okay, so moving on. Item C, presentation, discussion, and vote on amending the superintendent's contract to delete the life insurance and change an additional $26.77 per check for 403B to include those funds. And we don't have a paper on this one, right?
No, I made a copy.
Not that we need it, though,
I
guess, right?
I made a copy of the contract, and I amended it for you guys, and it's probably on the printer. You can go grab it. All I did was I just crossed out the one thing and changed my mind.
It's almost been a year since I got bit by a rattlesnake. And the other night I saw one of the biggest rattlesnakes I've ever seen.
Shoot.
I mean, literally, I felt
outside
like,
your house?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was. It scared me so bad. Mm-hmm. I have like a phobia thing now, so I'm trying to... It was huge, humongous. And he went one way, and I was like, oh, God, thank God. So that was relief. So you guys be careful. I guess almost you're in Virginia's. I don't even know if they have snakes here. I guess they do. We're just passing time waiting for Tim.
I like these tips.
I know, me too. Great. Do you have a desk like this at work, kind of?
No, it's just a regular desk.
Ooh, great desk. Does this pull out? Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, it does.
Ooh, okay, sweaty.
The computers and stuff like that.
Huh, nice.
I don't know where I put it, sorry.
So how much was it that we were going to pay?
If you look on the... Sorry, Mr. Almos, I didn't think about sending this one to you. On the contract, line 3 is that 403. Line 4 was the life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of the life insurance was...
We're striking
4. It was like
450.
Right, we would just strike number 4
strike
and
four.
Move the dividing the 50, whatever it was, down to 2677, which...
So
what it came to for each check.
2677 to 8677.
Right. So it would go from $60 per check to $86.77 per check.
So $60 per check.
Right.
To
86.77. So $26.77 extra.
Okay.
There, right?
And
yeah.
That is.
Well, because we had
60. And why the change now?
Well, that insurance that we looked at that was the cheapest. They wanted a lot. They had a lot of questions about a lot of my personal stuff that didn't have to do with purchasing insurance.
Right.
And I just felt like it was if something happened to me, I thought it was going to be more of a hassle for my family than if I just take and turn it and pay more. But put it in the same insurance company that I already have some insurance with, because I have a $2,500 policy and a $25,000 policy. So it's easier if I just take that and multiply and add $100,000 to that $25,000 and then pay more. But it's a whole life. Otherwise, it was a 10-year policy and it expired at the age of 70. And then if you go to get anything at the age of 70, now it's 3 times more expensive. And so I jumped through all the hoops. I went through and checked everything with this guy. But then he wanted me to spell out everything that I had and all of this and all my finances. And I just thought it was, you know, I just want to get a 10-year life insurance policy. And so I just thought it's easier to do that, and then I'll pay for it. And then I can take that, and when I retire, I can take the money I'm putting in there and kind of continue to pay the life insurance policy. So...
then literally we are paying less than what we had said with the previous.
You're going to pay the exact same that you would have, because it would have been $26.77 per check.
That was $26.77.
So it would have been $26.77 for that insurance. I'm actually paying more for it.
Okay, so when they add it to your paycheck, when it gets added to your paycheck, will there be an issue, or is it going to be specifically saved?
It goes right to the 403, so I have to match, and I'm actually putting more in than the school is.
Okay.
So I have to match whatever the school puts in, or I can't have that.
Okay.
So I'm actually putting more in than the school.
But there will be no issues that you're getting an additional $26.77, or, I mean...
There's no change.
It's altering your wages. It's
altering your wages. With that...
Right.
Yeah, because it goes in, I don't... Yeah, I pay tax on it, though.
Okay. As long as there's no issues where it's like, well, why is he getting an additional money?
No, but that's why we have to amend that contract.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, yes, it's okay to do it. No, it's got to be an amendment.
Okay.
We're amending it.
Okay.
Right.
Got
that's
it.
What you would be voting on right now.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, so...
Questions, Mr. Almos?
No.
No. Okay, you guys are ready to go?
I am.
Okay. So item C, presentation discussion amending the superintendent's contract. I'd like to move that we modify the contract pertaining to the supplement.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And before we adjourn, I just noticed a mistake on the date. So dated this 28th day of June should be as first.
Wait, what?
Right here. Should say first of July, right?
Oh,
yep. Oh, that when you guys did the agenda?
I posted it on the 28th.
Oh, so we can leave it like that then. That was the date it was posted.
I probably should have said posted, but that's when I posted it on the 28th.
But you did it on the 28th.
Right.
And that's why I
did it
on
the 28th for the meeting on the 1st.
Okay.
I did it a day early.
And we have so I think we're good, right, you guys?
I can write posted.
Posted better? Yeah.
I'll write
posted
on
it. Posted this 28th of June.
I'll correct that.
But see, dated means that's when he did it, but you're right.
Posted and dated on.
Yes.
28th.
Posted and dated.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want to do that officially? That are we okay?
Yeah. I will actually put that in red as a correction.
Okay.
Because that was not what I put up. I put up dated, and so I'll add posted. And then.
Okay.
All right,
and
Mr.
we can
Elmos.
Improve that on our minutes, and we'll say that Mr. Elmos noticed it and that we rectified it. And then whenever we do our minutes, you guys okay with that next month? That we'll just say in our minutes that we corrected that in our minutes?
I think it's okay. So, Elmos, is that okay with you?
Because it's a technicality. It's not like a
paw.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more wordplay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You okay with that, Mr. Elmos?
Huh?
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Any further? Our next meeting?
Next meeting is just July 7th at 5:15. I actually already got the agenda pretty much done. I think there are two things on it. Maybe three.
Okay.
But the main thing is just the voting. I am going to, I'm hoping to get back that, the dress code, because I would like to get that sent to the, get that sent in.
So far, it looks okay?
Huh?
So far, it looks okay
yeah,
for
Paula? Yeah, I mean,
Paula?
It's just a matter of if she polishes off anything that's a little rough. But the gist of it is we're going to make it so they can wear jeans
and khakis
and blue pants and a polo of any color.
Okay.
And then they were allowed to wear on Fridays. In there it says a NACO t-shirt. So I'd like to get some NACO t-shirts. This year what I'd like to do is to get a NACO t-shirt with a NACO Cardinal on the front. And I don't know if I want to do it just
we
for
used
staff.
To get NACO Cardinal shirts every year, and the
they
board always got them. And
I want to put something on the back, though, that says, and this may be just for the staff, but it's not about who gets the credit, it's about what we accomplish. I want to do something team-oriented, keep that theme
that'd be nice.
Pulling everybody together.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know. We'll see what we can come up with, but that's what I'm thinking about.
That'll be exciting.
So, and then you guys all got your books, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started reading mine.
I started reading it, too.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It is interesting.
So are we ready to close, you guys?
What?
You want to close?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Mr. Ramos, anything else?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to move that we adjourn.
Second that motion.
Ms. Romero, seconds.
Aye.
What time?
At, let's see, 5:58.
Aye, it's my vote.
Thank you. Take care. Be safe.
All right, have a good night.
Good night.
You too.